What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World with Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who's helped me document how the PRC wins using what you'd have to say. Cleo calls it lawfare, but really it's cash and lawfare. To overwhelm the governance of the Solomon Islands, which is Guadalcanal. It's also the pathway to Australia, the pathway through the first island chain. However, it isn't just Australia watching this. It's all of Oceania. Cleo, the results are in. Sudani lost, and the PRC is now in control of the Solomons. What does that mean for the other island republics throughout the Indo-Pacific?
So I'm getting a lot of messages, and we talk about countries as if they're monolithic. So, you know, what does it mean for Marshalls, or what does it mean for this or that? But remember that, like the Solomon Islands, when you talk about Solomon Islands, you have somebody like Sogavari, who's pro-PRC corrupt leadership, and you also have somebody like Sui Dani, who is, you know, a fundamentally honest, principled guy. So there are different elements within each country. And what this is telling the pro-democracy elements that are, in this case, represented by Sui Dani, is that nobody's going to come and have your back. At least that's how it's being perceived. And in fact, Sui Dani has said it openly, and I've received messages, direct messages from key people in Solomons and elsewhere, saying that this is created, the term that was used by one of them politely was a trust deficit, saying that they've stuck their neck out for democracy and for all that sort of stuff, and nobody seems to have their back. And so now they're all wondering if they're going to be run out of their country. That means that they themselves, if you've got somebody like a Sui Dani, who's a figurehead in this fight, he might be supported by many, many other people. And those other people, if they start to lose faith that they've got this cover, they might start to slip away, quite understandably. They have families they need to feed. They might decide to keep their head down. And so what you're seeing is a very big political warfare win by the PRC against groups all over Oceania, but also further afield, who feel like they're on their own and the costs of losing are going to be tremendously high. I mean, we don't know whether Sui Dani can even stay in Solomons at this point, whether he's safe or not. So that's being watched. At the same time, authoritarian leaders in the region are seeing the value of tying up with the PRC. The PRC can help you get rid of your opposition, as you can see from the Sui Dani case. So by letting this roll, by letting Sui Dani get taken out, he's incredibly popular domestically. It's not a democracy thing. He will get reelected if there's an election. But they've taken him out. It's shaken the faith across the region in the United States. It's a mini Afghanistan situation.
We have a minute, Cleo. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a mini Afghanistan situation on the political warfare front. It's very difficult to underestimate how important this is. You know, the day that the pro-PRC premier was installed in Malaita province was to the day, the 80th anniversary of the ending of the Battle of Guadalcanal. That changed the tide for the Americans during World War II. This is changing the tide for the Chinese during the political warfare battle for the Pacific in 2023. And if it's not reversed, the outcome is too terrible to contemplate, actually.
The People's Republic of China win. Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy just very carefully analyzed how that win came about over several years. I'm John Patrick.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.